Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Celeste. Today we will be watching a video about skyscrapers. Skyscrapers are tall buildings. In Taiwan, the most well-known skyscraper is probably Taipei 101. Do you still remember that Taipei 101 was once the tallest building in the world when its construction was finished? But then, as time goes by, other countries started building even taller skyscrapers. Eventually, Taipei 101 was off the top three tallest building list. But still, it remained the 10th place in the world. Not bad, huh? So let's take a look at today's video. Will there ever be a mile-high skyscraper? 是否会有一英里高的摩天大楼呢? Let's find out. Now, our sentence for today is,And traffic management algorithms group riders by destination to get passengers and empty cabins where they need to be. Okay, one more time. And traffic management algorithms group riders by destination to get passengers and empty cabins where they need to be. 那这个句子我会把它切成四段。第一段就是And traffic management algorithms, 这是第一段。第二段我会把它切成 group riders by destination。然后第三段是 to get passengers and empty cabins。第四段就是 where they need to be。因为一个句子如果比较长的话，你可以把它分段，然后在第一段、第二段、第三段跟第四段之间都稍微停顿一下。这样子你念句子的时候会比较顺畅一点。那另外我再做一个补充，就是句子里面的 rider， 它跟 passenger 其实是一样的意思，也就是乘客或者是旅客。虽然我们一讲到乘客，通常我们想到的第一个单字就是 passenger。那以往呢 ，rider 都是指骑士，比方说 bicycle rider 脚踏车骑士 ，motorcycle rider 机车骑士。但是因为最近 Uber 开始盛行之后，他们会将搭乘 Uber 的乘客称作 rider， 因为 Uber 的司机几乎都是一般的民众，那他们提供的服务也是属于付费版的搭便车的这种载客服务。如果大家到 Uber 的官网上面看，也会看到他们在会员注册的地方显示的是 creating a rider account， 所以 rider 当作 passenger 的说法大概就是从这边开始变得普及。好，那接下来我们再来看单字的部分。首先第一个单字是 algorithm， algorithm， algorithm 这个字大家应该很常听到，就是演算法。 The algorithms in this app are able to calculate the distance you walked every day。 这个应用程式可以用演算法计算你每天步行的距离。那刚刚例句里面讲的 app其实就是 application 的缩写，也就是我们平常很常讲的 APP。 好，接下来我们来看第二个单字，就是 group something or somebody by。 group something or somebody 就是依照什么什么分类或者是分组。举例来说， The teacher grouped the kids by their height。 老师依小朋友的身高分组。好，接下来我们再看第三个单字，第三个单字是 destination， destination， destination 这个字是目的地或者是终点的意思。比如说 tourist destination 就是观光景点，那 holiday destination 就是度假景点。但是 destination 这个字它也未必一定要指一个地方，它也可以是你这个人想要达到的目标或者是境界。举例来说，Her ideal career destination is to become a college professor. 她的理想职业目标是成为大学教授。那在这边也顺便问大家一下， What are your career destinations? What is your ultimate goal that you want to achieve in the future? 大家可以在底下留言告诉我。接下来我们就来看今天的最后一个单字， Cabin， Cabin。Cabin 它除了有小木屋的意思之外呢，它也有车厢或者是机舱、船舱的意思。它当作小木屋的意思的时候，可以说 This old man lived in a small cabin in the woods for years. 那 cabin 这个字也常常用在机舱的机组人员，也就是 cabin crew。举例来说 ，Working as a cabin crew member is exhausting. 空服员这个工作非常累人。Okay, so that's pretty much for today. Thank you guys for listening, and please do remember to leave comments and make a recording for this challenge. See you guys next week!